21-17. I speak in tongues of human beings and of angels, but I don't have love, I'm a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and I know all the mysteries and everything else, and if I have such complete faith that I can move mountains, but I don't have love, I'm nothing.
If I give away everything that I have and hand over my own body to feel good about what I've done, but I don't have love, I receive no benefit whatsoever.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It isn't jealous. It doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep a record of complaints.
It isn't happy with injustice, but it is happy with the truth. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, endures all things.
Love never fails. As for prophecies, they will be brought to an end. As for tongues, they will stop. As for knowledge, it will be brought to an end.
We know in part and prophecy in part, but when the perfect comes, what is partial will be brought to an end. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, reason like a child, and think like a child. But now that I have become a man, I have put an end to childish things. Now we see a reflection in a mirror. Then we will see face to face. Now I know partially, but then I will know completely in the same way that I have been completely known.
Faith, hope, and love remain. These three things, and the grace of these is love.
defines love as an intense feeling of deep affection. We say we love our parents and children, we love our spouse, we love our country, we love our pets, we love football, we love God.
Let's say this candy kiss represents all things we love. What would you think this represents? This represents God's love. His love is bigger and better and deeper than any other love there is. And he loves each of us with a great big love. Thank you for loving us, God.
Other joys, concerns, announcements. 2 weeks from now, we have our next CHOM dinner, and so I'm asking a little early. We've got 2 weeks to work on it, but we'll need treats, so cookies, bars, whatever, for that time. So that's February 20th.
Okay. February 20th, put it on your calendar. Other Joyce, concerns, announcements? So we're having a finance meeting after worship, and there's a worship and music meeting, right? Okay, so worship and music is in the Matheson room, and finance is in my office. You guys are so quiet. That's because they're all up here. So the joy of the day is everyone participating in this wonderful service. All right. Prayer group is also meeting this Wednesday instead of the 14th for the same reason. And if you want to remember when Ash Wednesday and Easter are this year, you've got it made. Ash Wednesday is Valentine's Day and Easter is April Fool's Day. So there's how you can remember. All right, let us now be in a time of silent prayer. Lord, there's so much going on in our world, and we ask you on this day to keep everyone safe, whether they're going to the Super Bowl or going shopping in a place where someone is not feeling loved and wanted. We ask you to be with those who are grieving this day, the loss of loved ones, the loss of jobs, the loss of things being the same in their lives. And we ask you to also be with those who are experiencing loneliness. They're so separated from you, God. Help us to reach out to help them to know what your love really looks like. We ask all of this in the name of Christ Jesus, who brought us together and taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Angelic ecstasy, but dumb love. I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate.
If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing.
If I give everything I own to the poor, and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love.
Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strive, doesn't have a swelled head.
Doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't rebel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the following of truth. Puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end.
Love never dies, inspired speech will be over someday, praying tongues will end, understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled.
When I was an infant, mother's breast, I gargled and crowed like an infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good.
We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist, but it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then. See it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly, just as he knows us.
But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us towards that consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of the three is love.
You to rise as you're able and join in the next hymn, which is Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands. Think of God loving all of us. God must say that every moment of every day. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Right? Except that God's love never dies and never goes away. It is beyond what God is. We don't even know all of what God is, but it is so much more than we can ever anticipate. And I mean, so how many people can we love as human beings? Yeah, love as many people as you can love. Some people have a capacity to love more. Others don't. I knew someone who could have only one good friend at a time. And it kind of rotated. So when you stopped being a good friend, it was like, wait a minute, what just happened? But we have the capacity to love. But what do you need to do to love? Open your heart. Why don't we want to open our heart? Because we can get hurt. And there's lots of things that can hurt us these days, and so we kind of step back and say, okay, let me just wait a while and see if you're worthy of my love. Right? We'll check them out, see if it's okay. But we know that God never does that to us. God loves us 24/7. Whether we love God or not, whether we act as God wants us to act, whether we share God's love with anyone else, God still loves us. That's why we can say we never walk alone. There's always, and so think about this. Think about, okay, Robin, we'll take you as an example. Ha ha. You just had a long enforced time of being out of circulation. Who did that affect? It affected you. It affected Marge. Who else did it affect? It affected everyone here because you weren't here. It affected the people at Lakeshore. It affected your friends. Or your friend. I don't know which one it is. It affected your family. It affected Carson. He didn't get to come to church as much, did he? We don't realize how many people we touch every single day. It affected the people at her work. Somebody else had to do her work for her. We never, when we get like this, when we step back and we don't really open ourselves, we forget that there are so many people that we touch every single day. And what God asks of us is to make our love not be the clanging cymbal, not be just the hollow words, but for us to show love to one another, whether we like what you do with your life, whether we don't like what you do with your life, whether we are in church together, whether they don't believe, whatever. God says, I love you all, and I want all of us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Love, the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love, those are big things. And the greatest of these is love. Because when you start with love, when you open yourself up to another person, yeah, sure, you can get hurt, but you can also be overwhelmed by the response, by the joy, by the experience of what another lives their lives doing. Love is the basis for everything we do. Now, in confirmation, we've had some questions as we read the Old Testament about that mean old God. Yeah, well, you know, why did God do all that stuff? Well, it's a good question, but you know what? That's why we're Christians. Because Jesus, we came to our world to show that God is love. And that sacrifice can open us to more than we can imagine. And that if we are open and loving in our relationships, we can change lives We can change worlds, but it all starts with love. God gives us that great love every single day, and it's for us to take in that love and then embody that love and show that love to the rest of the world. It doesn't mean that we ignore things that go wrong in the world. It doesn't mean that we aren't sad. It doesn't mean that we aren't hurt. But it means we keep trying and we keep open. We keep the lines of communication there so that people know we are always there for them. So, the great love that we are experiencing today are all of the children and youth who have come here and their parents who brought them here when it was 16 below or whatever your thermometers say, to show their love and for us to show them how important it is that they are part of this faith community. All you do need is love. Amen.
Thank you.
May the gifts we give this day be used to offer healing to those who are broken in body and in spirit, and through them may others find the Christ in us. Amen. Please be seated. As we prepare for Holy Communion, I invite you to sing Sanctuary through twice.
Thank you.
With God's love and grace in your heart, go forth in the name of Christ. Gracious and loving God, thank you for calling us to this table, to this day, allowing us to live in your wondrous kingdom. We thank you for the mystery that is Holy Communion and the blessing that comes from being part of your world. Amen.
Spirit.
invite you all to rise as you're able and sing, "Jesus Loves Me," all of the verses.